This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 98 for Tuesday, April 8th, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
We are going to ink it up, talk about pens and ink and paper and pen shows and giveaways and all sorts of cool stuff.
Okay.
Well, you know, if you don't feel it, fake it, and I'm tired.
Okay.
So I think we should talk about exciting things.
Yeah, let's fire it up right away here.
We are giving stuff away, man.
We're giving stuff away, and the pile is getting big, and we got stuff that's coming in.
It's so cool.
And we're finding more stuff, and probably after Atlanta, which we'll talk about in a little bit, we'll probably have even more stuff.
We will, because we're hitting people up for donations, and we're going through stuff at the store, going through, you name it. We've got a big pile.
Yeah, it's, some of the stuff I like. I would want to win.
I'm checking that pile. It's a good thing I'm keeping it at the store.
Well.
You can't have it.
Come on. You're no fun.
Hey, do you want to see the grand prize?
Don't want to see the grand prize. Yes, I absolutely want to see the grand prize.
Do we want to show the grand prize?
I think we should. It's really
generous.
It's very generous.
Yes.
And we are very fortunate to have friends like Scott Franklin and Jim Rouse. Sorry, I was thinking three sentences ahead of me. Very fortunate to have friends like Scott Franklin and Jim Rouse in the Franklin Christoph family to donate this prize. And not only is it just it's
I'm so excited.
It's one thing to donate something, but this is the absolute. It couldn't be more perfect.
It's a total one of. No one in the world will have another one like it, as we understand it. So without further ado, do I get some noise for that? It's a black pen! It is the Franklin Christoph. What is it, the 03?
The 03 Iterium.
Iterium. Who comes up with this stuff? I want to name pens and ink and stuff. What a great name. I know Wayne hates this.
Yeah.
Classic Franklin Christoph, beautiful, elegant tailoring, very pretty pen, awesome nib.
Black.
Here's the cool part.
Number 6 nib.
It's hard to see. It's got the signature Anderson blue disc at the top. Ta-da!
They just threw the blog post into the chat so you can see the pictures.
Yeah. It's a gorgeous pen. It's a nice size.
Yeah, it's a flat top.
Yes, that's kind of cool.
But it also has the threading, like our O2 Intrinsic, the threads are at the absolute end of the section.
Threads are all the way up here. So when you hold it, you don't have the threads digging into your finger. It's really very comfortable. I'm very excited.
Yeah, I wish I'd have known there was only one of those available. I'd have bought the dang thing for myself. But
it's very cool.
We are pleased as punch to be able to partner up with Franklin Christoph and to give away this beautiful pen. It will be the grand prize winner. So
yes. I'm pleased as punch. Brian might cry when it leaves. But
I will. It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Really, it's so much prettier in person.
And that's not all, because we have a bunch of stuff we just keep. This week we're getting ready for Atlanta. So, but as we've been kind of walking through the store, it's like, you know what, that would be cool to give away. And then we just put it. We have a pile now behind the counter. We just keep picking stuff up, and there are several pens. We have a couple of nice Schaefers.
Yes.
We have Yafa is donating a pen, so we'll be getting a pen from Yafa. We've got some other things coming up, so a couple bottles of ink, some notepads, some paper, some notebooks.
All sorts of cool stuff.
Yeah, some cool stuff. So
the only catch is you've got to be in the chat, and you have to have sent in your entry. So I know we've gotten bunches and bunches of entries already this week, but send these in now.
Yeah, get them in. And you can't email your entry.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
This is old school. We're giving away a bunch of stuff. So
you got to write in. Somewhere on it, it has to say 100th podcast, and you have to tell me what you're using to write with it.
Fountain pen and ink.
Yes, because I love that.
We'll give the address out at the end of the podcast. You can also find it on the blog. So.
Yeah. No, we're really excited. We've got some really nice things that have been donated. Some really nice things that we've been saving up for this. A couple fun things. And I don't think we've mentioned in a while, we actually are working very, 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 very hard to have a special guest.
Diligently. Perhaps the word I spoke with this person today, and we are still on track. What's that?
I'm jealous.
Well, you know, you get to hang out in the store all day, so I got to take care of some aspects of the business. This guest is something special. So this off,
this is going to be so cool.
It's going to be worth, even if you don't win anything, it's going to be so cool. So
yeah, we're very excited.
100th podcast coming up April 22nd, 2 weeks from today.
So we're also going to have some big news before then.
Yes, Brian is buying a bunch of Omos pens.
And getting a divorce. We have some exciting things going on starting next week.
Do we? What's going on? Oh, we do have something. Yeah, some cool things starting next week. Okay,
Huge news next week.
Huge news next week. Okay, so anyway, moving right along, because I like to do that.
We can only tease so much.
We can only tease so much, and it's just not fair. You know, I realized today that a while ago I put up a poll on the blog, and I neglected to get back to it. And as it turns out, we have quite a good share of people who took place in the poll. So
I did.
I apparently did. I just don't remember what I. I think it's the, if I'm looking at it, I think it's the one that's in bold. But I don't remember. I don't remember what I voted.
All right.
I currently can't vote anymore. But the question was, you're in the middle of a fill of ink in a pen, and you want to switch inks.
Okay.
Okay. Do you? And there are four answers, and let's see if we can guess which one is the most popular, unless you cheated and you already know.
I only cheat on TV shows.
You only cheat on TV shows?
Yeah.
Okay. Dump the ink down the sink, clean, and refill with the new ink. That's option one. Dump the ink back in the bottle, then clean and refill. Option number three, wait until you run the pen completely dry before you clean it and then refill it. Or option four, which sounds like a rather renegade option, dump the ink and refill without cleaning.
Oh. Actually, in the chat, Jenny has a good point. Aziza would just drink it. Very true. suck it out of the pen.
There's a fifth option, too, and that's wipe the pen dry and then just refill it without cleaning.
Yeah. But I know the answer to this one.
What's that?
I know this one.
You know this one. Okay, which one do you think is the most popular?
How many options are there? Five?
There are four.
Okay. Mine would be number five.
Drink the ink?
No, it depends on what ink is currently in the pen.
Okay, if so you're gonna write the pen dry.
And No. What I'm gonna do is I'm either gonna dump it down the sink, or if it's Penman Sapphire, it goes back in the bottle because every drop is precious.
When's the last time you used Penman Sapphire?
I have it in one of my pens.
Which one?
I'd have to test them. I think it's in one of my Aurorae.
Oh, really? The ones that I'm going to try to see if I like that fine nib?
No.
What do you mean, no? You said I could try them.
No.
I have not. And for those that are keeping track, I have not inked the Aurora Optima yet.
No, it's still at the store.
It's still at the store in the same spot. Actually, I haven't checked the box. Maybe you probably already have it in your pen case. But I ordered a medium, and I got a fine, and I'm not sure what to do.
Well, we can fix that for you.
So anyway, getting back to the poll.
Yeah, I would dump it down the sink unless it is something very precious, very rare, very special.
So you really no help. Do you want to know what the number one answer was?
All right, what was the number one answer?
The number one answer, coming in at 44% of the vote.
Suck it dry.
Was dump the ink back in the bottle, then clean and refill. So it's nice to know that there are as many cheap people out there as I am, and going to save every last ounce of their precious ink.
Well,
that's what I do if I'm going to switch.
Well, half the time I can't remember which ink is in there. And so my problem is I don't want to put Ottoman Azure in with my Visconti Blue or whatever.
Well, see, that's why I only have one color black. And I go through one bottle at a time. So right now, this is on my desk.
Oh, well.
A Clot de Saphir, and that's the only blue that I'm using until this is 100 milliliter bottle is gone.
Okay, but what if you like green? We have a customer who loves green ink, buys a lot of green ink. And what if he's not sure which green is which? You know, I have several different blues in my pens.
Maybe they're different. The number two option was wait until you run the pen dry before cleaning and refilling. 33% of the vote.
All right. You know, I like voting for the underdog. I'm good with that.
You want to vote for the underdog, just hang on. Number three, dump the ink down the sink, clean,
yes,
and refill with the new ink.
Still on the podium, baby, number three.
And that was 21%. In last place, and this, I guess I'm not too surprised, but three people out of 224, that's a total of 2%, will dump the ink and refill without cleaning.
Ooh, well, you know, that's an interesting, risky option.
Well, you know, I mean, remember, see, Parker ink was always, it contains, the old bottles, and we used to have a little statement on there, but containing Solvex, which helps clean the ink, or clean the pen when you're writing with it and filling it, so. Maybe those people are using Parker Quink with Solvex.
Oh. Maybe. I don't know. All I'm thinking is if it's a special ink and I know what it is, I'll put it back in the bottle. But if I'm not sure, it goes down the sink, because in a couple of my pens with a couple of the different inks, some of them don't play nicely together, and I don't want to risk it.
Well,
but
most
maybe
most
that's just because, you know, I risk enough on a daily basis. I've got, you know, we've got kids.
most of the time, I run the pen dry.
It is dangerous enough.
So it is, yeah. I run the pen dry most of the time. In fact, this morning I just filled up my 149 with a Clot de Saphir, but I let it run dry, and then I just filled it up again.
Oh, well, there you go.
So.
All right. That was fun. We'll have to come up with a new one.
Yeah, we'll have to come up with a new one. I'll try not to forget it next time, because I think I put that one out. I don't know a while ago. I put that out in the middle of February, 2 months ago.
There you go. Well, so we had lots of time. So, what else is going on?
Well, you know, there's that thing called the Atlanta Pen Show.
Atlanta Pen Show. Ta-da! This weekend. We're going to have a good time.
You know, it's one of my favorite shows.
Wait. Now, those of you who watch us, help me out here. He says that about every pen show. One of my favorites. Every pen show is your favorite. Why? Because there are pens at the pen show.
Well, now see, you want to know why I like Atlanta?
Because it's warm.
Because it's warm. although you know, last year it wasn't all that warm. It wasn't that much warmer than it is now.
Okay, but it's still warmer than.
Yeah, it's gonna be. It'll 40. Be in it'll be in the 50s, 60s. And last year we got a ride with Pendleton Brown.
In his convertible with the top down.
Top down on the high. It was kind of chilly, actually.
It was.
We had a great time. We went. There was a huge group of people. I don't even remember. It must have been, 20 people?
At least.
Two dozen people. At least. Went out to eat for dinner at a Mexican restaurant, the whole Penn Club.
Except it was a Mexican restaurant that didn't have burritos.
They had no burritos.
And Brian was not happy.
I didn't know what to do. I was besides myself. It's like the Italian restaurants that don't have pasta, you know. It's just.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, too.
I like Atlanta because it reminds me of our first pen show together.
I wouldn't really call that attendance at a pen show.
Well, actually, it was the first show that I actually had a table.
Ooh, your first experience as a vendor. We had one table? We had about two slaughter boxes of pens, a couple desks.
I've got a picture somewhere. Yeah, what was on the table?
A handful of paper.
Yeah.
It was a last minute decision.
It was very last minute. It was like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? what do the flights look like?
We got engaged in February, and you and I spent like every other weekend from February up until the first week of June flying back and forth between Appleton and Tampa. And we were working on the house, and you were coming down to get warm and to spend some time with the kids and to help me pack up the house and all that good stuff. And the Atlanta Pen Show was kind of in the middle. And it turned out it was cheaper for you to fly into Atlanta, drive back to Tampa with me, and then fly home from Tampa than it was just to fly in and out of Atlanta. That was kind of funny.
It was great. So it was a good show. We bought some really cool Esther books there that I didn't have, which was kind of fun. It was a good show. So it's a decent size. It's not a small show. So and there are people there that don't go to other shows. So
yes,
you know, there's the East Coast shows. There's the kind of the Southern tier shows. LA is kind of in its own league. And then, you know, kind of the Midwest shows. But anyway, Atlanta starts Friday, April 11th, runs through Sunday. One of the reasons I like this show is it doesn't start until noon on Friday.
Yep, that gives us time to get there.
Which gives us time to get there. Last year, was it last year we were there? No, that was Raleigh last year.
It was Raleigh. Raleigh last year, I don't remember why. I think we stopped to sleep, which is surprising for us on the way down. But we got there late, and people were starting to worry. It was really sweet.
Yeah. So Friday, April 11th, show opens to the public at 12 noon, runs until 5 o'clock, those times are always
flexible.
A little flexible, right? Saturday it runs, there's registration setup starts at 8. Early admission at 9 o'clock, open to the public at 10.
Awesome.
Runs until 5 o'clock.
We should be set up by 5 o'clock on Saturday.
I think we should be set up.
it feels like it takes so long, but it's actually about 2.5 hours.
Yeah, 2.5, 3 hours. And then Sunday is pretty much identical to Saturday. So dealer set up 8, 9 for early admission and weekend pass holders, open to the public 10. Show ends at 5. Grand prize drawing at 4 o'clock.
They always have some nice pens that they give away.
Yeah, let's see. What is it? Pen to be given away is a Rick Will white, blue, and red collection Sterling Duro ball pen valued at $1,400.
Oh.
So looks like nice. It would be interesting.
You could claim that on your taxes.
I don't know what you're going to do with that. But
I don't think so.
It's a nice looking pen. It's essentially a Conway Stewart ball pen.
What it is. Cool. if all Conway's pretty good, right?
daily admission for general public is $8. Children under 12 free.
Cool.
Weekend pass admission is $25. And let me tell you, if you're going for the weekend, get the weekend pass for $25.
If you think you're going to go maybe more than once, or you're not sure, buy the weekend pass. It's definitely worth it. It's nice to be in earlier than the general public. You've got a little bit more time. It's not nearly as rushed, and you can spend some time with the dealers. It's a nicer pace, so you could fondle more pens and negotiate a little bit more.
Yeah, so let's see. It's at the Wyndham Atlanta Galleria, which looks like it's right off of, 285 there, across from the Cumberland Mall. So it's a good location. It's easy to get to.
And two ballrooms. Yep. Last year we were in the small room. I'm assuming we'll be there again.
As long as we're next to Mr. Olmos himself.
John Colton was by the door. That's right. We're going to see Mr. Brad Dowdy.
Mr. Brad Dowdy, yes, absolutely. He will have. There's a little shout out to Brad.
We love Brad.
Actually, I think we're going to be hanging out with Brad in the lobby or for dinner on Saturday night.
Saturday, like right, because we have plans on Friday.
We have plans on Friday.
Yep.
That's going to be great. Great to see Brad.
Yeah.
Who just, by the way, passed the 100th podcast of the Pen Addict.
He and Mike are just a blast.
So, and they've got a huge, huge giveaway over over at the Pen Addict. If you have not checked that out yet, they have some pretty nice stuff there. 5x5.tv, and then just look for the Pen Addict or penaddict.com. To enter the giveaway. So they've got 4 or 5 prize packages of pens, ink, paper, all sorts of good stuff. So
very cool.
So lots of good free stuff this month.
Hey, you know, something we've talked about giving away might actually arrive before our podcast giveaway.
What would that be?
Something we're going to send away to somebody. Something and then we could give one away.
Something we're going to send away to somebody.
I ordered something.
Anyway. I have no idea what you ordered.
Awesome. We are anyway going to be, we might have some even cooler things to give away.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I ordered a lot of stuff from someplace near us. And this big box of stuff is going to arrive soon. Some for you, some for me.
I don't know.
Anyway, never mind.
I don't know. Moving on.
We could give one of those away.
Yeah, we could, maybe. We'll see.
All right. Anyway, one of the cool things we're going to get to do in Atlanta is, most of my family lives all over the country, and my dad and his wife live in Savannah, and so they're actually going to drive up to the show, and we are going to have dinner with them Friday night. I'm not sure if they're actually going to come to the show. They might.
I think they said they were.
All right, that'll be fun. They've never been to a show before. My mom's been up, and she was at the Chicago Pen Show for the wedding, and, she's helped us out at the store, but my dad's never... He's never been exposed to the rest of the pen community, so this will be fun.
Yeah.
Yep. And then dinner,
he'll probably be in for a shock, but as most people are at the first show, but.
Yeah. He and his wife will be. They'll be in for a little surprise.
So obviously the chat is a little behind the live. the live broadcast that we have here, but we had a comment in the chat that we're seeing the ordering and delivery process here at the Anderson Pen Company in action. Yeah, kind of. Sometimes it's like that, Paul.
we got to ship that thing, to that guy.
I couldn't remember what she's talking about. City? I mean, literally, she just told me 15 minutes before the podcast, we got 3 packages coming tomorrow.
I know, I'm excited. Cool.
These notifications all the time. So anyway.
Anyway, so Atlanta is going to be great, and then 2 weeks after that is...
Oh, yeah. My favorite show.
Your anniversary show.
My favorite show.
Now, are you sure?
I love Chicago. Chicago's my top in my top three or four.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why?
I would think our wedding show would be in the top three or four.
Yes. That is correct. There's also another reason.
It's where we met.
There's also another reason.
It's 3 hours from home.
There is also yet another reason. Auction.
A what?
There's an auction.
Oh, yeah, enough of that. Haven't you gone to enough auctions?
No. How old am I? I'm not old enough.
You are too old.
You know, and actually, I am not. There's some of the stuff in the auction is just killer.
Oh, my goodness. No auctions. I'm kind of glad Atlanta doesn't have an auction. Although Atlanta's a good show. They have a very strong club presence, which is really, really nice to see.
Yeah. They're always walking around. They're always making sure everybody's comfortable, got everything that they need. In the past, they've had box lunches. I don't know if that's the case this year, but like Atlanta. But
yeah. It'll be good.
Chicago auction is going to be interesting, and if for no other reason, if you are a Moore pen collector, they obviously have acquired the collection of a longtime Moore collector, because there are some outstanding Moore pieces.
As in Moore, or Moore as in I need additional. Pens.
I might take one of them home. Moore, of course, non-leakable safeties, overlays. They're just outstanding. And there's some really cool pieces of ephemera. Definitely, you want to check it out, chicagopenshow.com. Click on the auction link and then look at the auction items. But Don Lavin, one of the organizers, did an outstanding I think he topped himself this year, because I don't recall this from last year. The pictures he took of the pens are just they're book ready.
They're beautiful. They truly are. I don't know where he gets his stuff, but in Chicago they always have really amazing, awesome things.
Yeah, I'm looking at a Maybe Todd right now that just needs to be in the Anderson collection here. And there's a couple other pieces, but I won't tell you what they are, because I don't want to get outbid. Ooh, that's pretty.
Hey, that's enough out of you, young man.
Anyway, we'll talk about Chicago in a couple weeks. So yep. What else is going on? Man, that's outstanding.
Let's see. We've got cool stuff coming in at the store. We've had a lot of fun. People come into the store. Now that the weather's nicer, it's been really fun to no longer see snow and to see people out and about and see downtown busy like it is 8 months out of the year. It's wonderful.
Yeah, we're getting some traffic coming in. It's nice to
some different traffic. We've always had traffic.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. But what I love is when people come in and they say, well, you know, I have this old fountain pen of my grandfather's, and then they bring it in, and you know, we take a look at it, and we talk about it, and it's kind of fun. So
I can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me? Sorry.
No, you were very quiet.
I was very quiet. Yes. I like it when they bring pens in from their grandfather or what have you. So
yeah, we get a lot of that. We get actually more of that than I thought we would, which is interesting. So, awesome. But it's nice to see, and it's really wonderful to see so many younger people. We've had a local, I think it was Future Business Leaders of America competition here in town for the last 2 days, and so a lot of high school seniors have been wandering around downtown during their breaks in between competitions, and a number of them have come into the store and tested out some pens. Two guys were even kind of in a contest to see who could get the better pen, and it was really good.
Well, it's good to see him starting young, so at least starting off on the right foot with a decent pen and not something that's going to be. There's so many options out there that are not not good pens. They're you know, they skip. They write like a nail.
Yeah.
But it's good to get them get a good pen in their hands, and you can get a good pen for $15. It's just, you know, or less. So.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's really great. So. That's always my excitement, and we haven't seen some of our regulars. It's always awesome to see Ivan when he comes in. He's always got great stories, and
shout out to Ivan in advance here. He is quite a vintage collector.
Yes. You didn't know that, did you?
I did not know that, because remember, I'm not at the store in the day, and you are. he was showing off pictures of a Parker Filigree overlay, an eyedropper that he won on eBay today. I don't know what the number is. It looked like a 16, but maybe it was something else. I'm not completely up on my Parker eyedropper numbers, but nice looking pen. So.
Yeah, he's always got cool stuff, and you know, he and his wife are just so sweet, and they took a tour of the state, and so they would post things on Facebook from restaurants they were having breakfast in, and birds from what's it called, fish kill, snake kill, I don't know, some it's got kill in the name.
Some fish kill,
I think is what it is. I don't know. Anyway, some nature preserve or something. It was just really cool. So, we also haven't seen John lately, but we have seen a bunch of other people, so that's been cool. And I confirmed another special guest for an event in July, so that's cool.
Oh, yes. So we're going to be taking part in a series of events here in Appleton. Over the next,
The whole summer.
Yeah. Is it like 6 weeks or something like that? 4 weeks?
Once a month
for the summer, participating in arts downtown.
Art on the town.
So we're going to have some cool things going on, at the store. A good friend of mine, a musician, is going to be coming to the store, and, he's going to be playing some guitar. And we've got a couple other really cool things coming on that are pen-related in terms of art. So.
Yep, we're going to...
Which we'll square away on those maybe this weekend.
Yes, I believe we will. Oh, we'll see them.
So.
We're going to have... So
If you're in the area...
Another local artist, too.
Another local artist that you squared away today. So... some cool things going on if you're in the area. Check us out. I think those are on weekends, right? Saturdays?
Fridays,
you said that.
So. Yes, Fridays, 6 to 9.
6 to 9, so.
So June 20th, July 18th, August 15th, and September 19th. And shockingly, here's the funniest part, not a single one of those falls on a pen show weekend so far.
Speaking of pen shows... Do we have official confirmation now on Boston? Why don't we speak about Boston here for a minute?
Commonwealth Pen Show, baby. We're going to go. We're actually going to sleep at my mom's the night before, so we're excited about sleeping in a bed on the way to a pen show. That's like a total rarity for us.
It was supposed to be last year. It was in June.
It was Father's Day weekend.
Father's Day weekend. So this year it's not going to be that weekend.
No, it is. Let me look on my calendar. Oh, God, I hope it's not that. I believe it's the 12th, 13th, and 14th of September.
Okay, we need official confirmation on that, but
I've got an email at the store.
It is going to be in September before the Dallas show.
Yes, in a different hotel. In a different city. It's not going to be in Boston proper, and the hotel is easier to find, far cheaper. Several people have already committed to it, and it's got new organizers. This time it's a group of organizers who are attendees at a number of shows. They're very passionate about it, so it's going to be really awesome.
Now, did we hear that there's already more people confirmed for the show than there was actually, more dealers confirmed than there were at the show last year?
Yes.
And that was before we said we would take five tickets.
Yes. So. Yes, it's going to be awesome.
It's a show not to be missed if you're in the area. It's one of my favorite Penn shows. I'm just kidding. It can't be. I've only been to one. It was a fun show. So
it was a fun show. The drive, not so much.
Not so much. Yeah,
that's a
so
long
much.
Drive.
Yeah. Well, and not being in Boston, I haven't seen the location where the location is, but it can't be. Anything has got to be better than where I was last year. So.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about that whole freight elevator through the kitchen kind of thing.
Yeah, no, and down that rickety tiled hallway and all.
Yeah,
that
it was
stuff,
a little scary. So this will be great.
We'll get more information as it comes along later on in the fall. But just to let you know that Boston will not be in June. It will
be in September.
It will be, in fact, occurring end of September. So we're excited that someone's picking up the show, and we're going to be doing it. So.
Well, Rob was doing it by himself. I don't think that he had a ton of help, and I think that it's. Boston's an expensive city, so I'm sure that it will help everyone to have some fresh blood, if you will, to organize it. And
yeah, I mean, A for effort, but, in Boston, $195 a night is cheap at a hotel. So
yeah, man, our room was as big as our closet here at home.
It was not big. I mean, there was what? Was there 2 feet between the end of the bed and the wall?
It's a good thing we're not. It's a good thing we get along well.
Yeah.
There wasn't much room, so anyway.
So anyway, that's the show news, I guess. We got a couple of interesting things in at the store this week. I thought we should mention.
We did.
One of them I have here.
Well, what do you have there?
This one I should just put in my pocket because it's really, really pretty.
No, I don't think so. But why don't you show everybody at home?
All right, I'll show everybody at home. It is a black pen. Okay, woo! A black pen with gold trim.
Very pretty. What brand is that, Mr. Anderson?
It's a black pen brand.
I like those.
And it has a, what I like about it, and let's see if anybody can guess what this is, it has a straight line chasing on the barrel. So it is not not smooth plastic, it's chased plastic. And take a look at this nib.
Those are cool. I really like that.
So look at this nib here. You see that? This is the Pilot Justice 95, and you can turn the end of the section here, and the overfeed essentially is what that is. Slides up and down on the top of the nib to go from hard to soft, so to speak. So. Kind of manifold to flexible.
That's very cool. We've had it actually in the store for a little while. We just got it up on the site, along with a couple other things that we've had for a little while.
Pilot Justice is in. Really, really a classy looking pen. It's a decent size, too. It's if I compare it to the Mont Blanc 149, it's about the same length as the 149. A little bit thinner, but it's a hefty pen, but lightweight. It's nice. It posts deep. It posts nice, and it comes with that cool Con 70 converter that Pilot has.
Those are fun. I do like those.
Push button converters. So.
Yep.
Nice, nice pen. I will enjoy using this one.
That's fine. I think I may want to snag one of these for myself.
All right, so what do you got?
I have the Monteverdi Catalina.
Now, those are very pretty pens.
These are. These are very, very pretty. I personally like the blue in the middle. In fact, what I want to do is I want to fill it with Aurora blue because it's just about that color.
It is, yeah. Yeah, it's very pretty.
It's kind of a purpley blue. So you've got, let's see if I can show that, flat top.
And it's got these cool bands on the cap. Now, I keep being drawn to the brown one. I think it's just called the golden pearl, almost a caramel color.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
You know, and you can't really see it. You have to see it in person. It's just it shimmers and
it glows. It's got quite a bit of depth.
So
especially on the barrel, I really like now the black or the gray is very pretty. It goes from a deep black to kind of a pearly gray on the cap. And depending on the light, it's really pretty. My personal favorite, and the one I may have to snag, what nib is this?
Medium, I think.
We can swap that. And we just might. Really pretty blue-purple. And I am going to match this up to probably Aurora Blue, but I might be surprised.
I bet you thought the Sapphire would look nice in that.
Bet you can't get near it. But, yeah, very, very pretty. It's a good size. Let's see. And it posts, which is a necessity for me.
It's a larger pen.
It is a slightly larger pen, but it's not heavy. So no, if you have a small hand, it doesn't feel too big. So I like that a lot.
Yeah. So those are – and then we got this box.
We did.
That came in, what was it, Saturday?
We got a big box.
On Saturday, and we've been waiting for this. And these are just cool. And I know Hugh is gonna look at this, and he's just going to drool here. So I'm going to show
you. Oh, yeah.
You can't really see very well, but these are the brand new Wahl Eversharp demonstrators. They come in red. There's one in blue.
Which, Nile blue, that's very pretty.
Good friend Paul has one. The orange is really kind of cool. I like the orange. And they have a steel cap. And then, but with the top section is transparent. And then there's one in clear, of course, because you can't have a demonstrator collection without a clear Skyline demonstrator. And these all have this gold-plated, ceramic-coated nibs, which are have a little bit of softness to them, a little semi-flex to them. Quite nice writers. In fact, I had mine in my pocket this last week. I actually ran out of ink, so I got to fill it up. Nice. And then, so the demonstrators are coming in four different colors. Then the Skyliner 50s, which come in the pastel, the blue.
The menthol green.
Menthol green, yep. And then the red. And these are also with that same stainless overlay style cap with the steel nibs. These are cartridge converters. Beautiful work. I'm pleased with the work that Sid has done with these nibs. Very Art Deco design on the nibs, but nice writers. And these guys are the ones that I posted a picture up this week.
They come with a car.
They come with a 1957 color matched die cast Corvette.
Very cool.
So, Jenny, you can have a Corvette.
And a pen.
The Corvette comes with a pen in the box.
Buy a pen, get a car. How cool is that? Yep. And they come in this really fun box. It's big. Well, it has to ship in a medium flat rate box. It barely fits in that width-wise, the box. But there's a slot for the car, and the design on the box is really cool. It's
yeah,
really
and the,
nice.
And the doors open on the car, and the hood opens. And it's kind of cute. So those guys, and then there's this one. Which,
ooh, what else?
What else? This is the, I like this one the best, of course, the Wahl Eversharp Skyline Award. This is stainless steel with a two-tone cap, gold-filled clip, gold-plated clip, and then it has the 18-carat Wahl Eversharp nib, which is a two-tone, beautiful, beautiful design on the 18-carat nib. Really, really a nice, nice looking pen. We have this one as well. So it's a it has some heft to it.
Yep.
And I guess, you know, as the name implies, it's a very good, a nice present for an award. Like, I don't know, like it's April, whatever today is. That would be a good award.
April 8th.
Yep. April 8th, Brian gets a pen award.
No.
Okay. So, yeah, we, so there's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 new, models, rollerballs in the 50s too, the Skyliner 50s with the cars. So,
yep, very cool. Mm-hmm. What else?
What else? Ink.
Those of you in LA may remember the highly entertaining end of the show that involved Conway Stewart.
Paul will remember.
Paul and Steph, and I don't even remember who else was there, but I left the room to go hug somebody and say hi, and I came back with literally an armful of ink.
Is there a picture of that somewhere? I think there is.
If there is, maybe Paul took it. I'm not sure. He's probably in it for the blackmail.
Probably.
Because I would be. But we've got the Conway Stewart ink and samples up on the site, made by Diamines, really pretty colors, some fun names. Again, when I come back in my next life, I want to name ink colors. I think that would be an awesome job.
So St. Blazy, Edgecombe, Tavi,
Bodmin,
and one more, and I'll leave it a surprise for you.
There you go.
That's what it is.
Very cool. And we got the Wall Ever Sharp inks up.
Yep. So awesome. Samples and all that stuff, Wall Ever Sharps are up, and as well as yeah, the Conway Stewart samples inks. So all that stuff is up.
You've been busy this week with website stuff.
I have been busy this week. So.
Oh, King Sand. That's right.
King Sand, yes. King Sand.
Very cool. How are you liking it, Paul? Paul bought it in L.A.
In L.A., yeah.
It helped improve our gas mileage. Paul's like, I'll take one of those off your hands. Yep, that was fun.
Anyway, I think that's pretty much it for the web.
That's pretty much it. We've had a long week already, just starting to get ready for the show and trying to get some stuff taken care of at the store. We've got a busy week next week. And what else?
What else?
Next Kids week? Are finishing up at school. Garrett recovered from his teeth. All that good stuff. So, yeah, life is good. Bill wants a Red Lobster Burgundy.
Well, this is pretty close. It's, you know, yeah. It's a little more red, maybe. I don't know.
There you go. Some discussion about Scribble Workshop ink in the chat. Great ink. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to working with Lucas for a long, long time. And yes, the damselfish is a gorgeous blue.
Yep.
What if I dyed my hair that color?
Nope. All right, moving on.
There we go.
we have some shout outs here.
We do.
We already haven't mentioned.
We do. First one is David's wife, Kelly, who is watching us for the first time,
okay,
trying to figure out what the heck is going on with all those crazy people. So welcome, Kelly. We expect you in here every week.
Yep.
And send in an entry. You could win stuff. Yep. What's better than free stuff?
Absolutely. Send in the entries.
Not much.
All you got to do is mail it in and show up in 2 weeks.
Yeah, super easy.
That's it.
It can be a postcard. It can be anything.
If you don't do it, somebody else will win. And exactly. We need to remind you the Franklin.
Someone will win.
Yeah,
isn't that what they say at the auctions at pen shows? Yeah. Someone will be taking this home.
Yeah, we are up to, what, 4 pens now and possibly a fifth?
Well, yes, and a boatload of other stuff. I'm waiting to hear back from Lammy to see what they have.
Oh, you just blew the surprise.
Well, it's not a surprise. We have other stuff coming
up. Okay. All right.
All right. So I've gotten some really fun some really fun entries at the store. Paul, so far you take the cake with the number of colors used in an entry.
Well, that must have come today. I didn't see it.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, it was very cool. Big shout out to Nancy, who sadly was going to try and come up to the show to the store this weekend, and we're going to be gone, and I'm really sorry.
Sorry, Nancy.
Big hugs to John, Rachel, and Lisa down in Texas.
Yes.
You guys are great.
Thank you, John, for everything.
Yep, John's always got time for us, and Rachel's loving her Lammy. And we're going to see you guys in September in Dallas. That'll be fun. And definitely huge, huge thanks to everybody who has sent in a contest entry. You guys are just causing so much fun at the store. The mailman comes in, and he's smiling, and he says, oh, you got more entries. And so he's asking questions about it. Every day he looks at the pile of stuff and he says, oh, there's more over there. And some of these are funny, some of these are serious, some of these are really sweet and thoughtful. We've gotten a bunch of congratulations cards, and we've gotten just super simple entries.
We got an entry from somebody who wasn't going to be able to make it.
Yeah. Yep. So that was sweet.
I just wanted to send you a note, so thank you.
Yes, yes.
That was so, Charles.
Charles and Angela. Mm-hmm. Yep, you guys rock. So keep sending these things in, because remember, somebody will win, and we have a pile of stuff.
If we give away everything before that, you know, if we give everything away before we announce the 03, the 03 goes in my pocket.
No. No, send in the entry. It costs all of a stamp.
So, yep. All right. We got any more? Anything else?
I think that's it. I know we always say we're going to try and keep it short, it's been a long week, and it's finally nice, and I'm excited to have the nicer weather, and hopefully it will be warm in Atlanta this weekend.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
All right, I think that's it for now.
Okay. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens, write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Stop in at the store or send your contest entry to 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
You can catch us online. Email is brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
Facebook is facebook.com/AndersonPens.
Yeah, and the blog is blog.AndersonPens.net.
And the website, in case you want to go check things out, AndersonPens.net.
Join our mailing list for advanced notice of upcoming events, new products, special sales. Send in your entries. Thank you very much for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week after the Atlanta show. If you're going to the show, stop by, say hi.
Definitely stop by, get a hug, let us meet you.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.